man.
Miguel and Holly. Mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
We have been waiting 5 years now for a new Rihanna album. I mean, she has some bops.
I mean, if you listen to any top 40 radio station like us, you would think that Rihanna is like a brand new artist that still comes out with new music the way we play her.
I know.
Because she's just that good, that popular still.
It's a staple. Like, yeah. She created, like, hip-hop and pop music staples.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So everyone obviously has been like, well, when are you going to do more? Well, she's been busy. She's been busy. She's got the makeup going. She's got the clothing and the lingerie and all the other stuff. She is like a business mogul. And so everyone figured, oh, maybe she's just going to do that now. Well, she's finally spoken out about the music. And it does indeed appear that it's going to be coming.
Really?
She's going to take some time and put some music together. Here's the quote, though.
Oh.
You're not going to expect what you hear.
Oh.
Just put that in your mind. Whatever you know of Rihanna, yes, she talked about herself in third person.
Nice.
Whatever you know of Rihanna is not going to be what you hear. I'm really experimenting. Music is like fashion. You should be able to play. So you think that you're just getting, you know, what you just heard, part two.
We found love in a hopeless place.
Part two? Anything part two? No.
Okay.
It's not. You might not like it.
Well, but here's the thing with Rihanna, though. She has a good ear. I mean, to me, I look at her, Rihanna, for me personally, like a Lizzo, a John Mayer, a Taylor Swift. No matter where they take me, I'll go with their musical abilities.
Ah, you trust them.
I trust them. And I'm like, all right, whatever you want to throw at me, I'll go down this rabbit hole with you. So I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Keep in mind, we don't know when that's
going to be. Oh, yeah. I'm about to say it's
for
not
a while.
Gonna, it's not going to be tomorrow.
No, it's not. But at least she's talking about it now, right, instead of just being like, have you seen my latest lip stain? Like, that's so we're getting more. Johnny Depp says cancel culture has gotten out of hand. Here's what he said. I can promise you that no one is safe. Not one of you. He was in a room, obviously, doing some press. He said, no one out that door. No one is safe as long as someone is willing to say one sentence about you. He said, if you're armed with the truth, that's all you need. Doesn't matter if it's a judgment, per se, has taken some artistic license. Johnny Depp, interestingly enough, I feel for. Because you saw what happened with the circus around that whole, devolving marriage and the fact that the tabloids were saying, we're calling him literally a wife beater. And then he presented this entire case and said, I am the victim here, and had like photographs and had to actually damage himself and his own, reputation with some of the photos that he shared and what had happened. And then he ended up losing. And they said, it doesn't matter. We're going to stick with what we got.
Right.
And so he lost jobs. I mean, he lost out. He has not been a part of Hollywood, really. He's done movies. They're not in America.
Yeah.
So I find it interesting that he's speaking out and he's like, it's just, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that is the risk of fame, is that if you do things that are shady, as my grandma always used to say, what happens in the dark will come to light, but they can take that light and misconstrue it in a certain way.
I was going to say, you may not even have to do something shady.
Right.
You could be a very true victim of circumstance. Am I saying that he's like spotless and clean? No.
Right.
But it's a scary situation we find ourselves in.
Mm.
That's what's hot and trending with Miguel and Holly.